Today, early voting began in Texas. Now, the largest county in Texas is bigger than the state of Connecticut, but last night a court sided with the state's Republican governor, Greg Abbott, and ruled the state is allowed to restrict ballot drop boxes to one per county as the governor mandated. And in California, Republicans are defending placing what the state is calling illegal ballot boxes in three counties. They say they'll remove the label official. The state wants them to remove the boxes, period. This is all happening as the president is baselessly accusing Democrats of trying to undermine the election's integrity.
Meanwhile, in Georgia, voters turned out in record numbers for the first day of early voting. But some faced hours in long lines at the polls and technical issues in a state that has been plagued by barriers to voting, particularly for Black residents. Joining us now is Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Welcome, Stephen.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, so many people in Georgia will actually remember the long delays in voting during the primary election back in June. How long were people waiting this time around, and what concerns does this raise?
Well, that's right, Tanya. In the June primary, you had reports of people waiting 5, 6, 7, 8 hours on election day. The last vote wasn't actually cast until the next morning. And this time, the first day of in-person early voting in Georgia, you had people waiting as long as 11 or 12 hours in line in some of these Metro Atlanta early voting locations. And now early voting, there are fewer locations spread throughout these counties, and more people are usually interested on the first day. And also it was a state holiday, so many people had the day off. So that's where you're seeing some of these lines forming. And actually in all corners of the state, not just in metro counties. You had rural counties too that had hundreds of voters lining up throughout the day.
Okay, so are election officials worried, though, that these delays will continue?
Well, I heard from Fulton County Election Director Rick Barron. Fulton is where the city of Atlanta is, and he said they've been planning for lines. They have been planning for people to show up. They've been planning for more people to be interested in this election because Georgia has both U.S. Senate seats on the ballot and is a battleground for the White House. But they do anticipate lines should go down as the days progress through early voting and then pick back up again right at the end before people last minute get in there. But we have seen a history of non-white voters, especially in the Metro Atlanta area, often end up bearing the brunt of these longer wait times.
Mm-hmm. At the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia's largest early voting site, there were also some issues with the technology, the relatively new voting machines. Similar problems plagued the June primary. What have you heard about those?
Right. So at State Farm Arena, there are 60 check-in computers and 300 voting machines for people. It's Georgia's largest ever site, as you said. And for about an hour, those check-in computers didn't work. Officials reset those and moved people quickly through the line. Elsewhere, there have been problems with poll workers getting things set up with the check-in computers or using the touchscreen voting machines that some critics say add unnecessary time and stress to the voting process.
This is incredible turnout. I mean, of course, we'll have to see what happens over the next few weeks. But do you have any sense of whether this surge in voting might actually help a certain party or candidate?
That's right, Tanya. The turnout is incredible. We also are seeing a record number of Georgians requesting and returning absentee ballots. As of this morning, more than 600,000 votes have already been cast here in Georgia. Oh, wow. And election watchers say that this surge is maybe going to help Democrats have a competitive edge in Georgia, where it's going to be a razor-thin margin. According to some election data, about a quarter of the votes that have been cast already are people who didn't participate in the 2016 special election. So it's really going to come down to turnout. I know it's cliche, but there's just an unprecedented amount of energy here in Georgia, and we're going to see starting November 3rd when the results come in what that actually is going to look like.
You've been covering politics and voting for quite a while. What are you looking forward to as voting continues?
Well, the things I'm going to look at are the turnout for numbers in Atlanta suburbs. There's two competitive U.S. House races there full of voters that have kind of turned away from the Republican Party. And so those will be the deciding factors for both House races and both U.S. Senate seats. And so we're going to see where people show up. And if those people show up in those suburbs, it'll most likely be Democrats. And that could end up being a game changer for Georgia.
That's Stephen Fowler, reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.